Weiter in Shas, we are in Bavakama, Daf Chav Dalet, picking up on Chav Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, by the Mishnah, Zogt HaHeilige Mishnah, we're now in the world of a Shor Muad. Now we're going to talk about what makes it into a Muad and how can it get back to being a Tam. Is there tshuva? Zogt HaHeilige Mishnah. Ezu Tam is a Muad, what's Tam Muad? Muad kol sheyidu bo shlosha yamim. A Muad is when it was made on it that it 3 days in a row gored an animal. V'tam is sheyachse bo shlosha yamim. V'tam is when it went back on that. Rashi says, shero shvarim ve'inu nogeach chozer le'tamuso. That is, it has a case of tshuva gemura in the same place and it doesn't do it. It's 3 times. That it can be, Rashi says, if I feel be omechad. And v'tam kol she yehua tinokos mimash mishin bovein ulgeach. Anytime that the kids go out and they poke at it, they touch it, and it doesn't gore them. Then it becomes a tam again. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be 3 days. My time in Rabbi Yehuda, what's pshat? Baye says, we learn from the pasuk. If you look at the full pasuk, it says, v'im shor nagachu mitmol shilshom. Says Gemara. We darshan from the fact that it says, but if it became known that it was a goring bull from yesterday and before yesterday, so it should say tamol. I'm rabbi, tamol is chad, meet tamol is tray, shilshom is telasa, 3. Velo yishmeru ba'alav, and then he doesn't guard it. Asan l'gicharvias, that's talking about the 4th time that it goes in a gores. Rashi says, she'im lo shamu v'nagach l'gicharvias, v'sham me'aliyah, nezak shalom, and you have to pay nezak shalom. Ava shlish is palga nisko d'mishalom. On the 3rd one is only palga nisko. Rav Amar gives a different answer. He says, tamol mitamol is chad. That's only one. You don't say tamol is one, mitamol is two. But tamol mitamol is chad. Shilshom is trey. Before yesterday, gives 2 days. And if you don't do it, guard it carefully, and you're going to be chayev from right now. Rashi says, even on the 3rd time that you get gored, it's going to be nezek shalim. Now, Rabbi Meir argues in the mission, he says that it can be even done in one day, 3 times. Rabbi Meir, my time was shot even 1 day. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Meir, because we learned that Rabbi Meir says, beep, turn the page. Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Pretty poshut over here that Rechek in the Gichos of Chayiv, if there's distance between the times that they do it, no, there's over 3 days. It gores on the 1st day. Then a day later, it's over 20, like 24 hours later, it happens again. And then 24 hours happen again. You're going to say you're going to be Chayiv, your Kibesh says Kiddich Siv, Tamal Shel Shom. Then Kiv the Gichos of, if it makes him closer to one another, low closure gain, obviously you're going to be Chayiv for that. Armulei, Chum said back to Rimeir, Zavatuchiach. A zava knocks off your shtickle. Why? Because we know a zava is a woman who when comes out of her, if she has a discharge, that's what I was looking for over here, and that is that a zava, if she has dam, that's going to knock it out. Sherichika riosav tameya, kirva rioseha tahora. That is that if she has 3 days in a row, says Rashi, gimel rios be gimel yamim, tameya zayin yamim, she's going to be tummy for 7 days. Kedichsev ki yazov zov, Dama yamim rabim with Roshina. We learn out yamim shtayim rabim shlosha. That is, if it's far, then it's going to be, she's going to be tummy. But kirvikiruzel Torah says Rashi that biyom echad, if she's tumah in 1 day, tahor mitumas shiva, she's going to be tummy. She's tahor from 7 days of tumah. Ela shemeres yom kenegid yom, she has stuff to guard herself for 1 day.
Ooh, nice move. So does your mayor do back? Or Melahemi says back. Harehu omer vizos tia tum aso bizovo. That is that. The pasuk says, "Vizos, and this shall be his tuma when he discharges." Talakasa v'zazav beriyos. When it comes to a zav, to a male, it's about riyos. Rashi says, "Mejum gzeres akasavu delo darshin kavuchomer," because gzeres kavuchu can't darshin kavuchomer. Rashi says, "Hazav beriyos tchsev b'haikur zov tlasa zimne v'ksev tumasu he demashma b'hanach gimel havi tami." So by man, it's a zava by yam. When it comes to a woman, it's with days. With a man, then it's 3 times, even if it's in 1 day. Even 1 day. In fact, the Gemara, how do you know that this pasuk, when it says vizos, is coming to exclude a zava from just the discharges, meaning if it can be in 1 day? Why don't we just say that is coming to a skudazov, that he gets a status of three of having three discharges on separate days. Meaning maybe it's an exclusion saying that Vizos and this is the only way that one becomes a Zav if they have like three emissions that happen quickly, but not to become a Zav like a Zava through three different days. And for the Gemara, no, because on my Kra, the Pasuk says, V'hazav ezovo lazachar v'lenakeva. Makizachar v'lenakeva, manakeva b'yamim, afzachar b'yamim. In fact, the Gemara says, flip it right back. V'lakish nakeva lazachar, ma'zachar b'ri'eos. If you have a number of different eos even on one day, then afnakeva b'ri'eos even on one day also should become tamei through that. And for the Gemara, what do you mean? But we already said, ha'miyat rachman v'zos. It's already an exclusion to say that that the female Zav has to be 3 days. Umarois, why'd you see to say it that way? Why don't we flip it the other way and we could just say the Zava is 3 days and three times in 1 day and the man has to be only days. Mistaber Kaiberios Memait Rios. Kaiberios Memait Yamim. That was the wrong trap, sorry. Mistaber Kaiberios Memait Rios. It makes sense to say that when the Pasuk is dealing with discharges, it's excluding different types of discharges. Kaiberios Memait Yamim. You want to say that when it's dealing with discharges, excluding days? Doesn't make any sense. Tanu Rabbanan, Zok the Heilige Braisa. Similar to our Mishnah. Amar, Ezu Muad, what's a Muad? Kol She'idu Bo Shlosh Yamim. Anything that there's testified that it did in three separate days. A gourd, Vitam. How does it get to a Tam? She'oti Nokos Remashin Bo Ve'in Nogeach. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is going according to Rabbi Yehuda in going to make it into a Muad. And with Rabbi Meir, in reference to make it to a Tam. Rabbi Shimon Omer says, Muad kol she'idu bo shalosh pamim. Anything that's three times, it testifies, v'lo amru shalosh yamim, ela lechazara bilvad. And they only say 3 days in reference to becoming a Tam again. So Rabbi Shimon is agreeing with Rabbi Meir, making a Muad three times, and with Rabbi Huda, in regard to becoming a Tam, meaning 3 days. So Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon are actually at the same time as Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. Okay, so now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abba, what's that halacha? Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'muad, Sharei Rabbi Yossi modelo. The halacha goes according to Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the idea of muad, because Rabbi Yossi agrees to him. And halacha Rabbi Meir b'tam, Sharei Rabbi Yossi modelo. And it goes according to Rabbi Meir when it is in reference to tam, because Rabbi Yossi agrees with him. Basically saying the halacha goes straight up like Rabbi Yossi. What was Rabbi Yossi said? He said that anything with the 3 days is going to be a muad, and the tam is that it doesn't. It gets poked when a kid goes and does such a thing, gets poked and it doesn't do anything. Amalei, Rav Lev Nachman, Valima Mar, Halach Gerbi Meir, B'Muad, Shari Rabbi Shimon Modelo. Why don't we say that Halach is a Gerbi Meir when it comes to Muad? Because Rabbi Shimon holds like him, Halach Gerbi Huda Batam, Shari Rabbi Shimon Modelo. Amalei, I know Gerbi Yossi's really. Rav Nachman said, I hold like Rav Nachman, right? Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yossi, Nimuko Imo. We've seen this before. Rav Yossi, he brings his logic with him. We saw this in Gittin, Sama Zayin. Rashi says, Taimo Veru Savimo. He's always like, comes stark and he's got everything ready to, you know, to explain. The 3 days that we said in the Mishnah, Yehuda said 3 days, Ligya Ude Torah or Ude Gavra, is to make a Torah, an ox, into a mud, or to make a person who owns the ox to a mud. Says Rashi, Liude Torah, that's Ude Hechad Nagach Biomechad, that's coming to be Mamayat if it did it on 1 day. Or Liude Gavra, Liyayad Balashar, Be'inan Shloshamim. To make him into a mud has to be 3 days. What does that mean to say that a person becomes a mud? It means, at least the way Tosos explains it, it means that the warnings have to be given to the owner on 3 different days in order to make him get clarity that his ox is this. And after he is accustomed to this idea, that we say that now he's going to be chayiv nezek shalim. Frankly, one of my nafkamina, what does make a difference? The answer is, let's say you have 3 different witnesses, 3 different sets of witnesses that come against the owner on 1 day. What does that mean? The case is that the ox gored other animals on 3 days in a row, but the owner didn't know anything about it until the 3rd time, and then all 3 witnesses came to start testifying against him at the same time. So now, if you want to say that the 3 days are in order to make the ox into a muad, then it's a muad, right? Because it's for the animal. Did it 3 times. If you say the 3 days, then it doesn't work. The 3 days in order to make the person a muad, he doesn't become a muad in such a case. because he could say back, Mimer Amar Hashtahud the Kamasad they be. It's only now that you're going and testifying against me. So like since he got all three of them on the same day, he didn't even understand what's going on over here. He's gotta be warned in three separate days. My, what is the what's the halacha? Is it for the is it mean the animal or does it mean the person? Let's take a look. Toshima, 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 Toshima. Let's see from the Braisa. In the Shor Nasa Muad, Adshia Idubo Bifnei Bailim Ubifnei Beizdin. You got to have Edom that are there in front of the owner and in front of the Beizdin. Hey, Idubo Bifnei Beizdin, Vishlo Bifnei Bailim, Bifnei Bailim, Vishlo Bifnei Beizdin. If they're in front of one, not the other, then Inu Nasa Muad, it's not a Muad. Adshia Idubo Bifnei Beizdin Ubifnei Bailim. It's got in front of all of them. Let's say it's not the witnesses, same witnesses that come for the first day, second day, and third day, but let's say it turns out to be, hey, do shnayim barishono, shnayim b'shneir, shnayim b'shlishes. You have two in the first day, two in the second day, two in the third day, like different occurrences. Harekan shlosha edios. We have here three edios. Rashi says, she'im batla achas meim, if one of them becomes bovutal, lo batla shnayim. The other two ones don't get knocked off. Yet, we don't have three, though, so mashalim aleim chatzi nezek. Vim lo batla harei umuat. If not, then it becomes a muat. Vehein, says the Gemara back in the Arikan Shalosh Edus, Vehein Edus Achas Lazama. They're one testimony when it comes to the idea of Hazama. Says Rashi, what that means is that Sharei Al Gidei Shloshtan Humur, only through all three of them does it become a Mu'ad. Hilkach Edus Achas Hein, it's considered one Edus, Lekach Sheim Nimtzeis Kasvishon Zomemes. If it turns out that the first one is they were lying and people bust them up, how could you have said that? You saw this. You were with us in another place at the time. Then patim l'shalom l'negicha haruviis changes here. Ela chatzi nezek. You only have to pay chatzi nezek. Nimtzeis kasvishon is remembers back in the Gemara. It turns out. If it turns out, let's say of the three sets, the first set turns out to be lying. Harik Hanshte Edios, we have two that are left over. Vahu Pater Vein Paturin. And the owner now is going to be Pater from paying Nesek Shalim because you don't have three sets over here. And the first set is also not going to be Zomimin to have to go to get what they tried to get the other guy to have to do because we know that if it gores one time, then it's Chatzin Nesek three times Nesek Shalim. So the extra half is not going to be on them because you don't have all of them being zomified, only the first one. Nimtzis kashnia zomemis. If the second one also turns out to be zomem, harei kan edus achas. If one left for hu pater vein paturin. Same thing. Nimtzis kashlishi zomemis. Oh, then kulan chayavin. Then all three sets of them are going to be chayav for trying to make this person pay nezek shalim. Hashem says kum chayav l'shalim hachatzi nezek shel hados negicha shlishis. The extra that you're trying to get them to have to pay. Ben kulan v'tzad thomas v'shalim shnei edem achronim sheidu aleh. Bottom line is they have to go and pay. Valzanemar, Vasisim Lo Kasher Zamam, you do to them what they tried to go to do to him. Now don't forget this is a long braisa, but we were discussing the question about the Shlosha Yamim that we said over here, according to in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, that is that Layudi Torah or Layudi Gavra? Is it for the ox or is it for the person? We said the Nafka Mina is that if you have three sets of witnesses come on one day, then if it was for the ox to make an ox muad, so then it's a muad. But if it's made for the person, then it won't be because he didn't know about this. So from this whole braisa, we say, Iyamart Lidhitura Shaper. If you want to say that these 3 days are needed to make the ox muad, so now the braisa, now it makes sense that the braisa holds all three groups of zomamin for trying to go and make this ox into a muad. Beep, turn the page. Chavtalam Beis. If you're saying that the whole thing is going to be make of the Gavra Muad, Lemu Hanoch Kamoi, then the first witnesses who obviously are coming on different days, because after your first day, second day, and third day, in order to be Gavra. So then the first witnesses could just simply say, Anon miavigadinan, the basar shloshi yami asuhani miadile. Did we know that in 3 days that there are going to be other Edom that are going to come and make it into a Muad? All we're doing by giving our testimony is to say on the first day that this guy is to pay chatzi nezek. That's all we're trying to say over here. Not that another set's going to come the next day, another set's going to come the next day. It's going to make him to nezek shalim. We never thought that that would be the case over here. It's crazy. So there's no reason that this should be. Amar of Ashi, so therefore it makes sense to say from this that it turns out to be that it's liude tura. So as a Gemara, what do you mean? It's the same kasha on the other on the other way. Amar Vashi, Amar Yisrael, Shmaita, the Kimmer of Kahana. We said this in front of Rav Kahana. Va'amar Li, and he says back to me, Ulayahu de Torah minicha. And if you want to say that 3 days is necessary to make the Aksamud, everything works out well. V'lim ha'nach basrai, the last set can come and say, Anan mina yadina, the kol de koi bidina la sude betorah kasu. How are we supposed to know that all the people that are coming over here are testifying about this particular case? We only came here to make the guy have to pay chatzin ezek.
So you don't have a raya that I'm trying to make you into zomimin.
You have no raya that they're trying to make them into a muad over here, so you can't go and conclude them in the zomimin shtickle they have to pay for muad. Maybe they didn't want to do it all together. They were just there for a chatzin ezek shtickle.
The kamaramze ramuze. Really, it could be that one of them, I mean, the first set of witnesses are like me and Marames hinting to the other ones, making some sort of secret sign to the third group that are going to testify. So that's, not a raya over there. Rav Ashi Amar Kishabo Rasufim. He says that the Rav Kamahana is coming in the attack over here, that according to the one who says that the purpose of 3 days is to make into a muad, and all of them can be on the same day. Maybe we're talking about where all three of them came to a court one after the other. Since they all came in the same day, each was certainly knew about what the other meant to do. And the third one also is tried to make the one into a muad. Another answer, Ravina Amar. Ravina says, "B'makirin balashor ve'imakirin asashor." Maybe the third group, they recognize the owner of the ox, but they don't recognize the actual ox itself. Their whole goal is to make this guy, the situation, into a muad. In fact, they're the last one, Ela Hecha Miyadile. If they don't know what the ox looks like, how are they making it into a muad if they don't even know what it looks like altogether? And for the Gemara, Da'ame Tuad Nagchana Islach Bebakrach, Ibayilach Linature Lekule Bakra. Saying you have a goring ox that's by your cattle, so you have to guard the entire thing. A boy, new question. Hamishasik kalbu shel chaveru bechaveru mahu. If a person causes, incites someone's dog against another person, what's going to be the din? You go, you get a dog all upset. Rashi says, Levi, hamishasik kelov Ruvain v'shimen. So Ruvain's got a dog. Levi's like, come on, boy. Hey, dog. Come on, dog. And it's getting just together that it should attack Shimon. Mishase vade pater. This guy who does it, he's for sure pater. Rashi says, the grama binizakenu. It's called grama when it comes to the idea of nezek, and therefore he is pater. Bal kelev mai. What's the din of the bal kelev? The one who owns the dog. Mi amrina, do we say, matzia omale ano maya vaded maya vidnale? Can he say, like, well, what did I do? Oh, delma amrina le. Maybe we say to him, kevin the yadas, the bekalbach, the mishasile, mishtase. Since you knew that your dog is able to be incited to go and do something, you shouldn't have held on to that dog. You shouldn't have kept it. You get rid of that dog. You can't have a kel of ra. You can't have a besoch besecha. Says Gemara, I'm Rav Zero, Tashma. Let's take a look from our Mishnah. V'tam shiyu atinokos mishamshimin bo v'enonogeach. We said that an animal becomes back into a tam when the kid goes and starts poking at it and it doesn't gore, which means hanogeach chayev, that if it were to go and gore, because the kid goes and poked it and it gores another ox, Rashi says hanogeach shorach yidim mishmush atinu chayev alfa pidashah, so he's going to be chayev even though it was incited. So what do you see? That he's obligated when someone goes else and incites his dog. It doesn't mean noga is chayev. It just means that it wouldn't be a tam anymore. It'd still be considered a muad. But for that particular one, they wouldn't be chayev. You don't have a raya. Toshma, let's try again from the Mishnah, which is in Sanhedrin. Shisabos, a kelev, shisabos, nachash pater. Someone goes and incites a dog or a snake, and it goes and acts, then they're putter. My la putter, mishasa v'chayev al kelef. Is that so? It means that the inciter is putter, but the dog, the owner of the dog, is going to be chayev. So the Gemara, lo, I'm a putter, af mishasa. See, not only is the owner a putter, but even the inciter. I'm a rav, im tim salam, mishasa kalbo, shal chaver, b'chaver, chayev. Even if you come out where a person incites one's friend's dog against another person, that he's going to be chayev, the one who owns it, the dog owner. Shiso hu ba'atzmo pater. If the one who got injured was the one who incited the dog, that is Rashi's aneshech shenoshach hakelav es hamishase balakelav pater. He's off the hook. My time. How come? Kol hamishane uba acher v'shina bo pater. Wherever one acts in unusual fashion, and someone else comes along and acts unusual against him, the second one is not going to be chayev to go and pay. So Amar Lei Rav Papa Lareva, Itmar Mishmed Rav Reish Lakish Kavasach. It was said in the Reish Lakish, like you, Tam Reish Lakish Shtei Paros Bereshus Harabim Achas Ravutzah Achas Melechas. We saw this case a couple daf ago. Where was this? Daf Chaf. Oh yeah. Then you have one of them is in the public domain, and one of them is crouching down. The other one is walking. And the one that's walking kicked the one that's sitting down. Then the owner is going to be putter. But if the one that's squatting kicked the one walking, then there's going to be chayev. Looks like Rava is like Reish Lakish. Says Gemara, no, you can't really equate them. Amalei, Rava says back to her papa. That Anah Bahi Chayuve Mechayivna. He says, in that case, our Papa says, I would actually say the one that's walking is going to be Chayiv for kicking the one that's squatting down. Damrina Lei, Kieslach Rushusa Saguye Lai, because we say to him, to the walker, meaning the animal and its owner, on behalf of the one that's squatting, what do you have the right to do to walk on me? Labute be Leslach Rushusa. You can just walk, but you can't come and you can't kick me. Therefore, you can't compare the two. Even in such a case, Rava himself would say that it's going to be chayav in that case. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.